This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. March 1st is a day on the minds of many employees at Western Illinois University. The administration says that's when it will detail cost-cutting measures, including layoffs. Western was tasked by the state to review jobs on campus to determine if any of them had been wrongly exempted from the civil service program. All state universities and colleges will be required to go through this process at some point, but there was a sense of urgency at Western. That's because the state university civil service system wants employees to be correctly classified before any layoffs are announced. Bill Polly is Western's interim vice president for administrative services. He says the review was a time-consuming process and decisions were thoughtfully made. He says they looked at 271 administrative positions and reclassified 179 of them over to civil service.
We would welcome people emailing their questions to the HR office or the position review committee. If there are questions that are repeated by a large number of people, they would be likely added to the frequently asked questions on the HR website.
Can you talk a little bit about just how much of a process this has been for you all? A lot of reclassifications done within weeks, I mean, a short amount of time. That must have been a lot of work.
The position review committee has been working very hard, working long hours and working weekends to get this done in a timely manner.
The decision to leave salary levels where they're at and not affect them for the people who are reclassified as civil service, was that a decision that Western made?
Yes, the person will keep their salary unless their current salary is below the salary range that is allowable for that civil service position. And the salary ranges that we have for our civil service positions are set by the university.
And was that decision made in an effort to reduce the impact of the reclassification on individuals?
Well, I think it's the fair thing to do for somebody who's doing the same job. It reflects the fact that this is really just a classification change. It's not a change in a working title, and it's not a change in the job responsibilities or reporting lines. It's just a change in the classification. That's all.
Western has announced budget cuts and cost-saving measures will be announced beginning of March, and those could potentially include layoffs. The window for layoffs for civil service is smaller than other classifications. Have there been any discussions at Western as far as following those general guidelines of the 30 days notice if a civil service employee does receive a layoff notice?
At this time, civil service positions will receive the 30 days, whether they were civil service before or after this change. The timing of the change is to ensure that when layoffs do happen, that people are afforded their rights, their seniority rights, and their rights to bump into another position.
It seems weird to me on the surface that a senior person would get laid off versus someone underneath them in order for a bumping string to even continue. Is there a certain way in which positions are chosen to be laid off over other ones?
Which positions would be chosen for a layoff would be based on the need for work being done in that area, and that's at the responsibility of the vice presidents and the directors under the vice presidents to determine what particular positions are needed to be laid off.
So it's not necessarily whoever makes the most money or a salary-based decision?
No, it's based on the level of work that needs to be done. In some areas, it's due to the volume of work because of decline in enrollment, for example. And of course, the budget reduction affects everyone.
That is Bill Polly. He is interim vice president for administrative services at Western Illinois University. He says 179 university employees have been reclassified from administrative to civil service. The timing of this change comes as Western prepares to announce layoffs and other cost-cutting measures on March 1st. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.